This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, we had live music on our show this week with the super talented Heidi Brown, who joined us on the show to talk about his brand new podcast and showcase his lovely Martin guitar as well. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Yeah, now you all know that we love to shine the spotlight on live music here in the city of Dubai. And it's great to finally meet a guy that I interviewed right in the middle of the lockdown in COVID. And we had all kinds of problems because obviously we couldn't be face to face. We're in different parts of the Emirates and we had a lot of technical issues. But I'm so happy to have him sat right here in front of me right now. That's Heidi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. As you said, it's the last time we spoke on air was four years back.
Yeah, do you remember that interview?
Oh, yes.
We had to keep stopping it, and in the end I thought, oh, no, we'll not bother. We'll wait until we can actually do something special face-to-face. So, Heidi, great to see you. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into music originally, where it all started for you.
Well, I took music full-time in 2018. That's 2018 December. That was the first time I got offered a contract for a residency for the first time.
How did that feel?
Oh, that was fantastic, because till then I was doing the open mics and then jamming with the friends. And when the first offer came, they found me during an open mic.
Okay.
So they reached out to me, like, there is something like this. Would you be interested in doing that? So I was like, I'm doing this anyway at home and with friends. I'm singing anyway and getting paid on top of that. That's super cool.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, even better, I'll do that.
So it came out of open mics.
Yes.
I'm guessing it was around the time that ABBA was doing a lot of open
mics. Oh, yes, it was one of the Go Play the World open mics was in Business Bay.
Okay. Yeah. And so you got your first gig from that.
Yes.
And I mean, growing up as a young guy, I mean, were you always into music? Was it something that your family were into? Was there a lot of music playing around the house?
No, not much at house, but I started singing, or more like trying to sing, from the age of around 8 or 9 at school. That was more like childish singing.
Okay.
And then I kept singing. I loved the whole feeling of singing and the being on the stage for the arts festival in school. And that was a lot of fun. And then I picked up guitar late. It was after I got to my uni. So that was 2010. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I picked up guitar. And then I learned guitar from YouTube. I never went for any classes.
It's funny that. Funny you should say that, because I'm a keyboard player. And, you know, I got to be a pretty standard. And I've never picked up a guitar. And we've started doing a segment on guitars on the show. And for the first time this weekend, I played an E minor and an E major. And apparently they're the easiest chords that you can play on a guitar. But it felt wonderful to strum and hear that E minor coming out of a guitar.
Oh, that's the gateway. Great. Yeah.
And that's how you learned that on YouTube.
Yeah? I think that was the first chord that even I learned as well, because it's very easy. E minor.
Just the two fingers there.
Yeah, and then I went to A minor, because that's just one step down.
It's just, you just move your fingers. I'm following in your footsteps, Heidi. Now, let's come to a podcast that you're going to be launching. Maybe it's already launched. I'm not too sure. It's called The Set List. What do we know about this?
So The Set List is basically a podcast for the musicians, and mainly focused to the targets for the musicians, because as we have a lot of podcasts in Dubai, like, you can find all kinds of podcasts, but I still didn't find a podcast for musicians, especially for those who are starting out as a musician, or more like they are planning to be a full-time musician to get a paid musician or an original musician. So I thought, why not put up a show or a podcast bringing in guests, the musicians who are established, they are gigging musicians, or they have released a couple of songs. So we can discuss about their journey, how they got into music, and how their process of songwriting is. How do they write songs? So those who haven't tried yet, they can just try that out. And also, on top of the musicians, I'm planning to bring the agents, booking agents, the main agencies, which I've worked with, fantastic ones. So we can get the view from the other side as well. How to get booked, like what they are looking for.
Because it's such a different side of the business, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's all right learning to play your guitar and singing songs, having a brilliant voice, super, but then you have to navigate the business side of music, you know. I don't know, contracts and getting paid, you know, and going after your hard-earned cash. I mean, that's a totally different jungle altogether, isn't
it? Chasing the payments and getting paid, and especially the contracts is one important thing when we get into especially residency contracts and one-off gigs and the payment terms and stuff. So it actually helps to know the other side of the musicians, how to sell themselves and how to make sure they get paid fairly. And how they have to know what their rights are. They have to know how to negotiate for the gigs. And also, they have to know how to be a musician to get hired. It's a different thing singing at home and singing for friends. Yeah. But it's a different thing. You have to be an entertainer in a live venue, entertaining the crowd. So what they are looking for, the agencies are looking for, what the venues are looking for. Yeah. So it's necessary to know the other side of the story.
It's one thing being in your bedroom, sat in front of your mirror and thinking, oh, I'm a superstar. But once you get plonked on the stage, it's a different ball game. Interaction with the crowd, you know, knowing what to say, how to introduce the songs.
100%.
It really is something different. And when's it? Has it launched yet, or when is it going to launch?
No, so I'm planning to launch it late July, late this month. So we're still in the process of recording a few episodes. So I just want to make sure we have a few episodes in the pipeline before we launch. So we have a continuity of release of episodes and enough content. We already have a few fantastic musicians on the line and a few episodes and really great musicians who have proved themselves and who are working musicians. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there is a lot to learn for the new upcoming musicians in securing work and releasing new songs, originals.
Right then, you're going to do, in fact, you're going to do a couple of tunes for us tonight. You've got a beautiful acoustic guitar
Thank you.
What are you going to do first tune out?
So I think I'm going to start with Lose Control by Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims, he's a brilliant singer, isn't
Fantastic.
He?
Fantastic. Right? I love his voice. It's so strong.
I know. All right, well, take it away once again. This is Haider. At last, I've got him in our studios. He is live on Dubai Eye 103.8. Off you go.
Got a hold of me lately. No, I can't don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the shedding rotting on my bones. Oh, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I know that no good alone? It's taking a toll on me. Time will get creeping. Skin on my skin, on my bones. Don't you know? 'Cause I lose control when you're not next to me. Mm-mm. I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? 'Cause I lose control when you're not next to me. Mm-mm. You're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me.
Oh, nice one, Haider.
Thank you.
Yeah, the guitar's sounding sweet there, isn't
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So when it comes to venues, where can we see you around town? So, I know you've got a residency somewhere, yeah?
Yes. Currently, I'm playing in the Blacksmith Bar and Eatery. It's in Business Bay, the First Collection Hotel. I'm playing there 3 nights a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Okay.
So, and then every month, one of the Wednesdays, I'm in Time Out Market as well in downtown. So,
oh, cool. Yeah. That's a nice venue.
I'm actually there the day after tomorrow. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll pop down and see you. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the music scene in Dubai, which has grown so much over the last few years. It's just, you know, absolute melting pot of great players out there. We're going to talk more about that and hear another song from, once again, Haider, who is live on Dubai Eye 103.8.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
I mean, when you turned professional, Haider, how many years ago was that?
2018 December, so that's more than 5 years.
Yeah. Okay, more than 5 years ago. I mean, what was the decision, the push? I mean, did you have a day job before then? Or
I came to Dubai with my family business.
Okay.
But even if it's business, it's more like you're working as an employee of your father. So it's not that, enjoyable. So 2018 was more like that. That's when I slowly picked back the music, because after I came here, it was more like work completely. So 2018, I was like, I really need to get back to music, at least to sing for myself or gathering with friends. So, and that's when I started going for open mics. And that's when I realized I really need a shift from what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't know what. So I kept going for open mic. I've been doing the other day job stuff, our family business and stuff. And then when 2018 came and December, when I got offered the first contract, then I was like, this could be something worth trying out. So the first contract came in, and that was 5 nights a week in one single venue.
Yeah.
And I still had 2 days off. So during one of the brunches, somebody from a different venue saw me performing there, and they offered me the second contract for the other 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got my second contract. And I was like, this is not bad. So, and then it was more
kind
like
snowballed.
Yeah. It just kept going. So I was like, yeah, maybe this is what I want to do. So,
oh, right. Have you constantly had work?
But the COVID times.
Yeah, that was terrible for all musicians.
Apart from that, I think even the summer's been good to me for the last 3 years, I would say.
I mean, how would you say the music scene has grown since you've turned professional in 2018? Yeah. How do you think it's kind of evolved? I have musicians in here every single week. Yeah. You know, there's no shortage of bands, and the level is so high.
Yeah. It's grown, I believe, exponentially, not just about the residency or the live music in the venue, but we see a lot of events happening with live music, which when I got in, either I didn't know much about the events, or there were no much events, I would say, like back in 2018, how much we have now, because now during the winter we have a lot of small pop-up events and whatever small activations we have in any shopping malls or, let's say, farmers markets, anywhere we have live music. So, which is a good thing, potentially, for all the musicians to get work. I think 2 years back, one of my friends said, like, there's no need of competition because there is enough pocket for everyone to perform. So it is actually true, what I believe. And even the musicians have a lot of platforms at the moment, as in open mics have increased a lot. So new musicians have a lot of platforms, proper stage to come and perform and try out their talent.
Yeah.
So in that way, as for events, activations, and also the live venues, everything have increased exponentially, I would say.
Good stuff. Yeah. Right, you're going to do is another tune. Tell me about your guitar, a little bit about your guitar.
Sure. This one's a Martin. I can't remember the exact model. Well,
Martins are really good, aren't they?
Very nice, yeah. I've been using an Ibanez when I started in 2018. Then I moved to a custom-made Telecaster, and I used that for like 1 year. That was an electric. But then I realized my voice it works more with acoustic guitar. Okay. One of my friends actually told me that. Then I decided to pick back the Ibanez, but that was not that of a great guitar, which I had, specifically that model.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I thought, it's high time I should invest in a good one. So then I went and bought this Martin. I've been using this for, like, I think 3 years now.
Right, and it's got a big H on it there.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's Haider.
Yeah, that is.
All right, you're going to do something from Tom Petty.
Let's
once again take it away. Live on the night shift, this is Haider on Dubai i103.8.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and a boyfriend too, It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking a heart, never free. Free falling, falling, never free. Free falling, falling.
Nice, nice. A little bit of Tom Petty.
Thank you so much.
And a free fall in there on that beautiful Martin guitar. Who do you like to listen to yourself when you're not performing? You know, who's top of your playlist at the moment?
These days, I think the song which I perform first, that's taking up a lot of time of mine. And then Bruno Mars, of course.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran songs I love. Yeah. I love looping. So
did you go to the gig, the Ed Sheeran gig?
No. I was performing the same night. Most of the times any musician comes here and do a concert, I'm performing the same night.
Yeah.
So I was not able to. I love Metallica. I'm a huge fan of Metallica.
Right.
Mostly these songs. And Lewis Capaldi recently.
So you like the acoustic, but you like metal as well, by
yes,
the sounds
yes.
of it.
I love to listen to metal. I don't think I have enough talent to perform metal live.
So as you said, just go through those dates again for your gigs where we can see you.
So you can catch me three nights a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays in Business Bay. The venue name is Blacksmith. Fantastic steakhouse, really nice vibes. Okay. And I'm one of the events days every month. I have been at Time Out Market downtown as well.
Cool. And if we want to follow you on social media and keep up to speed with you, where do we need to go for that?
Instagram's the best place. HYDYYES. That's my Instagram. Hydys.
Hydys.
Yes.
Yeah. Why is the two Ys? That caught me out a little bit.
So there used to be an app back in time. I think it's still around called Smule. Where there is, it's more like a karaoke app where you can sing and perform on the app.
Yeah.
So I tried to get HYDY, shortening my name, Hyda to Heidi, but I didn't get it back then. It was taken. Added a Y and then it just went for other socials as well.
Cool. And this setlist podcast that you're going to be launching, when can we expect it? Any ideas?
I'm planning to release it the last week of July, mostly 25, 28 in between. I still need to make sure we have enough episodes by the time, at least for five or six episodes ready. But hopefully we should be ready to launch by around 25th.
And where's it going to be? On YouTube? Or?
It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on all the podcast platforms, Spotify podcast, Apple podcast, most of the audio podcast platforms as well. As a video, it's going to be on YouTube, yes, the full form.
Cool. Heidi, thank you so much for coming in. Great to meet you. Lovely voice.
Thank you so much.
Sweet sounding guitar. Really, thank you so much for
coming. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.